Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Franco. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Hubbard applying the tag. One out. Terry Francona batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Javier strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kittle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Kittle moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kittle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hubbard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Welch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zuvella for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Weiss strikes out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Canseco. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hasse is 0-for-1 in the game. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hubbard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Bando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-1 in the game. Zuvella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard strikes out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 2 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.